أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at Surah Al-Tawbah, Surah number 9, known as Surah Al-Bara'ah. And most people are a little bit frightened of this surah, thinking it has no Bismillah, and therefore it has no Rahmah. But oh my goodness, the ayah 128, which is right near the end, it has 129 ayat, is one of the most awesome ayat of the Quran. My favorite ayat, all of them are my favorite, but this one is just something else. Now let's see what Allah says here. It's just amazing. He says, لَكَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Indeed, a messenger has come to you from amongst yourselves. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا أَنِتُّمْ. Everything that is hard on you is harder on him. Everything that is difficult for you is much more difficult for him. He cannot bear it when he sees difficulty on you. And then he says, Harisun alaykum. You know, Haris is being greedy. It means he's passionately concerned about you. He's so passionate about you. And then finally, bil mu'minina ra'ufur rahim. And he is ra'uf and he is rahim for those who believe. Now let's see what ra'uf means. Ra'uf means where someone understands what you're going through. It's really difficult to wear somebody else's shoes, to know what's happening to them. But he says the Prophet understands what you're going through. He can see from your perspective. He feels your pain. And then he's Rahim. He's extremely compassionate. That's why Allah calls him Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the mercy towards the worlds. You know, often people don't understand. They cannot understand you, or you cannot understand them. There's a wonderful story that Rumi talks about when he says that he saw a stork and a raven as friends together. And he couldn't understand, how can a stork be the friend of a raven? And he goes, as the man goes nearer them, he sees both had a broken leg. We normally say that only the person who's going through what you're going through understands that. But here we're told that the Prophet is Ra'uf. He's able to feel your pain. And despite knowing all that, in Ayah 129, Allah says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. But if they turn back from you, حَسْبِ اللَّهُ. فَقُلْ حَسْبِ اللَّهُ. Say, Allah is enough. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. There is no God but He. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ. On him you should trust. وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. And He is the Rabb of the great throne. So you know what? This is time to understand the Prophet. This is time to see, to do what he does. When Allah says in Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 31, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, if you love Allah, fattabi'uni, follow the Prophet in absolutely everything he does. Yuhibbukum Allah, Allah will love you. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and he will forgive your sins. Allah Ghafur Rahim, and Allah is forgiving and merciful. This is what he means. And to be like the Prophet, we've got to adopt these qualities in us. To feel the pain of humanity. To be compassionate towards humanity. To feel their pain. Surely, isn't that why we wait for the Muhammad of our times, Imam Mahdi. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.